Welcome to another episode of Shuttle Talks Radio. You know me, Slow Boogie Mingo. Today we're going to get straight into this NBA action. Brooklyn Nets, you know they didn't acquire Blake Griffin, LaMarcus Aldridge. They are also number one in the East now. And I think they're going to come out the East, man. The only problem I see from them is probably Miami. Miami then rose up in the standings, and they're going to continue to rise. East looking kind of decent this year, man. East looking decent. I don't know why Atlanta got rid of Rondo. And if you're an Orlando Magic fan, I feel sorry for you because they didn't let go. They top three scorers, and they left Terrence Ross over there by himself. In my opinion, Terrence Ross need to leave. Go somewhere where you can make the playoffs, man. Fuck the money now. You didn't got enough money. Go somewhere where you can make the playoffs. I don't know why J.J. Redick went to Dallas. Like he say, Griffin full of shit. You know what I'm saying? He wanted to be in the East. He wanted to be closer to New York, closer to his family. They could have sent him to the Knicks. They could have sent him to Brooklyn. Hopefully he get bought out. Hopefully next season he can go join the damn Nets or the Knicks, wherever he's close to by his family. I prefer the Nets. Go ahead, let the Nets run it up, man. Go ahead, get them boys get a championship. Harden a long overdue. Harden, in my opinion, is the MVP. I don't care if he did lead the game last night with only 17, 8, and 6 or whatever his numbers was. He's the MVP. I think the Nets are unstoppable. No matter how many people saying trust the process with Philadelphia, they trusted the process for 4 or 5 years. It did pay off. I just think they don't have enough consistency in their bench to come out the East. If we skip to the West, I think the Nuggets, the team to beat. I know everybody talking about the Jazz. Jazz got the best record in the league. They number one. Yeah, the Jazz are tough. The Jazz are tough, no lie. But I don't think they got a matchup for Denver. Denver just too big, too versatile, too athletic. They can do it all. Denver can do it all. Phoenix looking real good. I agree with Sir Charles Barkley, as I'm wearing the Sir Charles Barkleys, that Chris Paul is an MVP candidate. He took the team from nothing to a number two seed in the West, man. So that's disrespectful not to put Paul up there. I don't care if he don't win the MVP. He need to be mentioned in the MVP. Chris Paul, man, CP3. Booker going off, Crowder going off, Aiden has stepped up. You know what I'm saying? Bridges playing well. They got a good squad over there. I just don't see them coming out the West. I see Denver coming up in the standings since LeBron out 3 to 5 weeks. I don't know how many weeks he's been out. I think it's 1 week so far. So in the next two weeks, 3 weeks, I don't see the Lakers being 9-1 or 8-1 in the next 2 weeks. I see them dropping in the standings. But, you know, when playoff time comes, it's a different ball game. Andre Drummond was a good addition. They needed that because they missing Dwight Howard and JaVale McGee. They really missed those big men in there. Gasol is not the same Gasol that he was, but he still can put up some shit, but he just don't mesh well with this squad. He probably meshed well better with Dallas. But I see Denver coming up the standings. The Clippers got DeMarcus Cousins. That looks good. That looks real good. I want to see who's going to sign Jabari Parker if he gets signed. You know, hopefully Clippers can get him and improve their bench a good bit. Portland looking nice, but I think it's time to get rid of Nurkic. You know, he's always injured. He's not producing like he should. You shouldn't play 20-some minutes and only have 6 rebounds, in my opinion, being that big. Even if you only put up 6 points, you need to have at least double-digit rebounds. Norman Powell was a good asset to him. He's scoring. I don't know if that'll get them over the hump. I feel that they need some more depth. Dallas on the run right now, which is good. You know, I don't know if they can really push out either, but they probably could beat the Suns if it was to start. Playoffs was to start today. They probably could beat the Suns. We just never know. Porzingis is a problem for anybody, just like Luka is. I don't see the Bucks really doing too much at all. I don't see fewer chicks helping out Chicago at all. Chicago just needs some more bench players, some more bench scoring, man. Need some depth. You look around the league and you look at the teams that really can probably make some noise in the playoffs. And I'm just looking at, if I was on the East, I'm just looking at Miami and the Nets. If I'm looking at the West, I'm going to look at Utah, Denver. You cannot discredit the Lakers. You can't discredit the Clippers. Those are the only four teams I can see making noise. And like I say, hopefully it's another Western Conference showdown with Denver and the Lakers if they meet up. And Denver got a nice squad, man. Denver got a nice squad. But everybody want to see the Lakers or the Clippers versus the Nets. It's just hard to say, yeah, the Nets going to come out, because Miami has always been a problem. And when you got Bam, Hero, Duncan, Nunn, you know, Andre Iguodala, Jimmy Buckets out of Tomball, Texas, you know, it's a problem with the Heat. The Heat are a problem. And they just ran through and just rose up in the standings to the fifth seed. And they're going to continue to be a problem. They're going to continue to give teams hell. I would have said the same about Charlotte, but with LaMelo being out, I don't see them keeping that fourth seed like that. I see them dropping to at least the sixth or seventh seed. Indiana has always been like up and down, inconsistent. I think they need a few more pieces before they even become a top-tier team. Bucks really need some pieces. They added my boy Holiday, which is one of the best point guards, in my opinion, in the game. He's underrated offensively and defensively. But I just think they need more pieces, man. The loss of Jonathan Henson, or whatever his name is, Henson, was a big loss because he was a trash man and rebound man. But now I think they know they need more. P.J. Tucker not going to just help them. They need more than just P.J. Tucker. They should have got out and got P.J. Tucker. They should have got out and tried to get DeMarcus Cousins. They need some more help over there, man. Need more depth. I think them losing Robin Lopez hit them hard. They should have kept both Lopez brothers over there. I kind of agree with Stephen A. Smith about the Russell Westbrook situation. But like he said, he ain't worrying about a championship. So if he's not worrying about a championship or making deep runs, that's understandable. But I would love to see him team back up with Paul George and team up with Kawhi or something like that. Or go to L.A. and make the team better. If he was to go to L.A., the Lakers, I think they coming out the West every year for the next 2 to 3 years with Russell Westbrook over there. You can't stop Russell Westbrook, LeBron, AD, and Drummond. Schroeder just a beast. Jeremy Schroeder is a beast. Kuzma stepped up his game. Wesley Matthews, you know, 3-and-D guy. They need to re-sign him. Keep him over there. THT, he nice. I think he need to work on his jump shot, but he's nice. He got a promising future. You know, Montrez is always going to be a beast. So if you can keep that team intact and just add one or two nice players, you'll be good. Caruso, another Texas A&M man, he 3-and-D slash, he hoop, he hustle. So you can keep him over there too. In my eyes, they just need one more piece off the bench where they can run. You need one more piece where if AD or if LeBron go down, y'all can still go above 500 in y'all games when y'all don't have y'all superstars. That's why I'm saying Russell Westbrook, they need to go ahead and make the trade for him. No matter how big his contract is, go ahead and make the trade for him next season. In the offseason, go ahead and get him. Either place Russell Westbrook go, as long as it's a contender, I think he can make noise. And it will be a real problem if he go to Denver, Lakers, somewhere like that, or the Clippers. It's going to be a problem. He can run through some shit. If John Wall decides to leave Houston and go somewhere else, even if he's not starting and coming off the bench, he still can give you 15, 17 off the bench. He'll be a leading six-man candidate wherever he go coming off the bench. If John Wall leave Houston, I don't want to see him trashed out in Houston, trash team. And I'm from Houston, but the team trash right now. And I don't know what they can do to make it better. They got Porter, they got Porter Jr., they got Kenyon Martin Jr., they got Woods. They got Daniel House. They just need a little bit more. They need more. They got Tate. They just need more, man. Just give them some semi-stars and just try to make the playoffs. But if you want to tank and just get top picks, that's cool, too. And trade for stars and upcoming stars, that's cool, too. I just don't see them making no noise. Just like I don't see the Bulls making noise. Pacers making noise. I think Atlanta need one more piece over there, and they can try to make some noise. But like I say, Miami with Victor Oladipo and Nunn and Tyler Hero, Duncan Robinson, Jimmy Buckets, Bam, Andre Iguodala, they got a little squad, man. They got a little squad, man. And that's the only potential threat I see that the Brooklyn Nets have. Other than that, it's the Nets and Miami running through the East. And I don't know, but I'm going for the Nets, man. Hopefully the Nets can win a championship. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully they can get that going. Like I always say, if you smoke, be responsible when you smoking. You know what I'm saying? Don't just be riding around with your windows down, smoking loud, with your music loud, drawing attention to yourself. Don't be retarded, dumb, okay? You know what I'm saying? Play the game smart. And let me know what you're smoking on. You know what I'm saying? On to the NFL. You know, Bucks and Chiefs are the top teams, you know. And until I see otherwise, I'm going with the Bucks and Chiefs. Until I see some trades or some draft picks change up, I'm going with the Bucks and Chiefs again. Bucks and the Chiefs. Let me know what y'all listening to music-wise, too. You know, I'm on that Dustin Lynch, Toga Homer. I'm always on some Money Man. You know, I'm always checking out whatever my boy June Genius producing, DJ Chose producing. I'm jamming at AV713. Y'all go check out that Through the Storm. My boy AV713. Shit, we gonna have us a collab coming real soon. That Shuttle Gang shit and AV713. Shuttle Gang shit will be dropping on all platforms very soon, within the next week. Y'all go check that out. You know, features from Kiki. Look, Kiki the Don on there. On that Pulling Out. We got Leaning on there for the Serb Sippers. We got Murder, She Wrote. We got some Swag at 100 features on there. You know. And it's going to be reasonable price. We ain't going to set the price out too high for y'all. You know what I'm saying? It's just a passion of ours to do music and fuck off. You know what I'm saying? Smoke, vibe, kick it. Got something for everybody. Y'all go check that out. Shutter Gang, self-entitled EP. Dropping within the next 5 days. It's probably already out on some platforms. Y'all go check that shit out, man. Run those numbers up for me. We're going to start doing Shutter Gang giveaways. Shirts, hats, socks, backpacks. Anything you can think of. Keychain, lighters, smoke trays, whatever. We're going to do it all for y'all, man. And we're just going to give back to the people who looked out for us. You know what I'm saying? I don't want people to get in their feelings over miscommunication or ex-relationships, from girlfriend, boyfriends to homeboys or none of that shit. Time will tell if shit meant to be, shit gonna be meant to be. If not, it's not. You know what I'm saying? Don't get mad at people who ain't looking out for you like you look out for them. You know what I'm saying? You can look out for a person and have they back, ride or die, ready to die on a nigga for them. And they can switch up and just be really worried about some dirty sluts or some dirty hoe or some niggas who fucking over them or any of that. But shit, they eyes not open all the way. No matter how smart they are and got common sense, sometimes they eyes, they just blinded by a lot of shit. A lot of other shit that go on in their life, they blinded by it. You know what I'm saying? I didn't have a falling out with one of my day one partners. Shit, that don't mean I don't love the nigga. It's just shit. I just peeped some shit that I wasn't fucking with and I didn't like. You know what I'm saying? I had to make a change for myself. And I left and made a change for myself. You know what I'm saying? Nobody can look out for yourself like you can look out for yourself. So y'all remember that. And like J-Dog the Young Hog say, head up, chest out. You know what I'm saying? 10 toes down. And that's how we gonna rock it. You know what I'm saying? Nigga don't wish harm on nobody. But if harm come my way, you know what it is. You know how I rock. Niggas know how my mind go. You know what I'm saying? Y'all just stay blessed up, prayed up. Watch out for all these scamming motherfuckers. All these people who doing harm to people. And just keep the higher power and the higher power. You know what I'm saying? And stay blessed up, man. Till then, it's another episode of Shuttle Talks Radio. I am Slow Boogie Mingo. And like I always say, I am just a fan. Peace out.